With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Weather challenges over the past year weren't enough to prevent what appears to be a near textbook vintage for Walla Walla Valley wines in 2017. Figgins Family Wine Estates viticulturalist Jason Mignaghi says everything seems to have fallen perfectly into place.
We're super excited about what we've got in barrel right now. We think that the 17s are going to be really long-lived wines. They've got really, really nice acid and good tannin balance and good fruit and real freshness to them that we don't always see, but that acid this season was great. We didn't have to make hardly any additions in the winery and had really great numbers at harvest. And so far, so good. We'll wait and see for another 22 months. But yeah, really excited about the 17s.
Mignaghi says the weather fortunes appear to have impacted the vines pretty evenly across the entire valley.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of the story for us this season. You know, really great balanced wines. It's an interesting vintage. We've got a lot lower pHs in finished wines this year than we've had, at least in my recent memory. So yeah, it seemed we saw it from one side of the valley to the other, and I think it's just that's a vintage thing, and everyone seems to be really excited about it.
Mignaghi says it doesn't appear that any variety failed to benefit from the 2016-17 weather that went from very wet to very cold to a very long hot summer. Listen tomorrow for more on how the Walla Walla Valley 2017 vintage came together.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.